Does your church want to provide more information on health and wellness to improve the overall health of your congregation? This is your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. We can help provide the Faithful Families Thriving Communities program to your local church. We work directly with communities of faith to promote health for individuals, families, and their local community. This practice-tested program is open to all faith and religious traditions and engages faith communities in health education, environmental changes to support health, and community-wide health initiatives. The program can include workshop lessons for your church members, helping create healthy church policies, changing the environment within your church. Maybe it's something in particular to help promote health and wellness, like creating a walking track or how many laps around your church you've got to go to, you know, walk a mile. There's a variety of different policy, system, and environmental changes that we can help with in addition to direct education. The Faithful Families program is out of NC State and North Carolina Cooperative Extension, and we believe that communities of faith are important health advocates, particularly in communities affected by health disparities or lacking access to crucial resources. We empower communities to become change makers to help their communities thrive physically, mentally, and spiritually. Improving healthy, faithful families recognizes that faith communities play a special role as they support their community's health and work to decrease health disparities. They offer unique resources and perspectives to connect a community's faith or religious traditions with messages and changes to support long-term health and chronic disease prevention. The North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service in Person County is hosting a Faithful Families virtual information session. It will be recorded, but we're hoping that you are able to join us live. We are inviting faith leaders or even just lay leaders within a church to learn how they can promote health to their church members and the community at large. More information will be provided at this virtual information session, which will be held next Monday, March 25th at 10 a.m. on Zoom. You can register for this information session at go.ncsu.edu/faithfulinfo. We have that flyer and the registration link also on our Person County FCS Facebook and Instagram pages. And you can follow us online at Person Granville FCS. We hope that you have been having a wonderful celebration this month for National Nutrition Month. We have had a variety of different programs this past month teaching about health and nutrition and how we can use it to improve our overall health. And whether we're eating on the run or if we are planning some of our meals, there are a variety of different tips and information that we can give to you no matter what stage or age you are in your life. One of the simple ones is eat breakfast. You want to start your day with a healthy breakfast that includes lean protein, whole grains, fruits, and veggies. You can make a breakfast burrito with scrambled eggs, low-fat cheese, salsa, and on a whole wheat tortilla. Or have a parfait with low-fat plain yogurt, fruit, and whole grain cereal. When you are looking at your meals, we recommend that you make half of your plate fruits and vegetables. But no matter what you put on your plate or what you eat, we still want you to watch your portion sizes. Reading your nutrition labels is important. And just as important as what you put on your plate is how much energy you're putting out. We want you to be active. Regular physical activity has many health benefits. Start by doing whatever exercise you can. Children and teens are recommended to get 60 minutes or more of physical activity per day, while adults are supposed to get about 30 minutes 5 days a week. You don't have to hit the gym. Take a walk after dinner, put on some music, dance at home. Do something that you enjoy and be physically active. Watch what your beverages you're putting in as well. Quench your thirst with water instead of drinks that have added sugars. We want you to stay hydrated and drink plenty of water, especially if you're active, an older adult, or live or work in hot conditions. This has been your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.